Well, thank you for joining us today for this podcast. We have a special guest, Michael Kenyon, is with us, who is, I guess your title's president, isn't it, Michael?
Yes, that's right, president and CEO.
Okay, president and CEO of NACGP, and he's done a great job leading our organization. We want to take some time with him today and find out what's new with NACGP and what he does kind of day-to-day. So, Michael, the floor is yours. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, Eddie. I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you as well as your listeners. So with what we call CGP, we don't want to get tongue-tied with NACGP, so we just go CGP. We're not that good at all the acronyms. So our organization, we just came off our annual conference in October, which always is an energizing time for us. Had a great conference there in New Orleans. And one of the big items that came out of that was a project that we've been working on for a long time that's been titled under the metrics for a few years now, and that has evolved into the development of some national standards for gift planning success. And our board formally approved those at that meeting in October, and then we're going to be rolling those out probably over the next several weeks. And those standards are not anything earth-shattering. They're those universal principles of what successful programs all need to have. But what it does for us is it allows CGP to kind of start to really articulate all of our education and programming and information kind of based on those standards on how do we help programs and individuals be successful.
That's great. I tell you what, Michael, I have... You know, I'm one of those people who are embarrassed. I'm not involved as much as I should be. But I tell you what, every time I've been in meetings with you or your team, I've been impressed. The integrity, the wisdom. I would encourage everyone, including our listeners who are not members of this really valuable organization, to consider, especially Michael, and you might maybe take a minute to talk about this, especially major gift officers, because it's really difficult to be a successful major gift officer without having some understanding of gift planning. So what are your thoughts on that?
Right. Well, we know that there's this ongoing trend of whether it's blended gifts, blended responsibilities with major gift officers. We know that more and more individuals in the broader fundraising field are going to need to be having those conversations about gift planning, whether that's deferred or non-cash assets. We talk about Russell James's research saying the successful organizations are those organizations that are accepting non-cash assets as gifts. And so when we look at that, we know that major gift officers are going to really have to be knowledgeable. And again, Russell, those gifts are a little more complex. They require some more education. And of course, that's where this is really the heart of what we do as an organization, is to provide that education.
Mm-hmm. Well, you all do a great job. You know, it's especially really early on when you're just getting started. The courses that you will offer at these conferences, the classes, are just really powerful. And you have some of the best people in the country speaking on it. So I compliment you on what you all do at this, especially the annual conference is really strong. What do you see as any major changes you see coming in the organization itself? Any major changes taking place?
Well, we're working on, part of that is tied to those standards, but we're really working on looking at adopting a new education platform and rolling out some new programs in 2020 that are going to be more comprehensive, and then also provide more wraparound learning. So although we do have that webinar series that keeps going and you can always pull those off, we also want to try and create some more wraparound experiences where people can connect with each other and start to have some flow back and forth with information to really provide a better context for these kinds of classes that are helping introducing different types of gifts to particularly those major gift officers that are tuning in.
What resources do you have available in addition to the conferences and webinars?
So on the website, we have probably about 500 different papers on all types of different topics that are in our member side of our database. We also have a new area that we opened up this year in our CGP link that is what we call essential assets. And what we're doing with that is we currently have three different categories of non-cash assets, and we have resources and papers and information on that. It includes real estate, closely held business interests, and art and collectibles. And then within that membership side, then of course we have our Gift PL, which is our message board, which has, you know, people like you and others that contribute and help to answer questions that some people, regardless of where they're at in their career, whether it's a simple question about an IRA distribution or to a complex trust ethical questions that come up. It's really a valuable service.
You know, Michael, I really appreciate what you all have done. I really encourage our listeners to be involved and to and go to the website, because the website is just packed with information. And I really appreciate you taking time with us today. What else would you want to tell the listening audience today?
So I guess just one more. We have a new RIFT, which is IRA. It's an IRA Charitable Distribution Resource Center. And I want to credit Johnny Hayes, I believe your senior VP.
Yep.
Spearheaded this and put this together and put a tremendous amount of work into it. So I'm not really taking credit for it. We're just really proud that we have that resource center on the public side of our website. So if you have any questions or need information as a person who's working with one of those beneficiary IRA distributions, you can get a tremendous amount of help on that website. It's open to the public for any charity to use across the country. You can just go to the website, charitablegiftplanners.org, click on the Advocate tab, and you will be able to find that information there. We're just really proud and want to do a little shout-out to Johnny for that.
Yeah, isn't she great? We love Johnny.
She's terrific.
She's a great team member. We all love and appreciate her. Well, Michael, I want to thank you for your leadership. You've done an excellent job. We're fortunate to have you as an association leading us, and you've developed a really good team who are aggressive and just replete with integrity, and to me, that is what's most important.
Well, thanks for the opportunity to talk with you today, Eddie.
Well, thank everybody for joining us today. We've enjoyed listening to Michael, a great professional. Really encourage you to get on the website, but encourage you even more to be involved and to get engaged with this great organization, especially you major gift officers and those who are annual gift officers anticipating moving along in your career. This is a great investment of your time, and tremendous resources available. So, Michael, thank you again, and thank you, everybody, for joining us on the podcast. We'll talk to you again later.